Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good evening and welcome to Community Spirit Talk Radio. I'm Pam Heath, I'm the Yes Coach, and I'm pinch hitting tonight for Angel, the belly dancing medium. She's homesick today, so let's send her a lot of love and kisses and white healing light so she can feel better. In the meantime, I'm very, very excited to welcome our guest tonight, Sonic Nova. Sonic is an extremely powerful and impactful psychic medium, and she's here to talk to us about your avatar self, to remain in direct contact and open communication with your infinite self or your avatar self on an ongoing basis as part of what she teaches and provides. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to our very special guest tonight, Sonic Nova. Good evening, Sonic.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing
great. I'm also fighting a little bit of a stomach flu, but I'm good. I can do the show at least.
Oh, wow. There's definitely something going around. And, you
there
know,
is.
You know, I'm glad that you're feeling well enough to do the show. And I'm fortunate that I haven't caught it yet, knock on wood. So,
I'm glad you haven't caught it. And, you know, we could talk a little bit about that and how we're getting so sick and why we're getting so sick. So maybe we could do the show around that.
Okay, well, is there something you want to say about that? Because I think that's very interesting. I happen to believe myself that a lot of illnesses are brought on by stuff that we have going on inside of us that we actually are the source of a lot of the illness that we experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in this case, though, usually I would agree with you that is definitely the case in most cases. We get sick, emotionally speaking, we get sick because of our emotional body or our thoughts, our negative thoughts that create the illness, right? That's basically, it comes from a thought. Everything comes from a thought. Everything. Without a thought, there is no creation. There is no creating something, good or bad. And we got to realize that we are creator beings, divine beings that create. And we do also have some divine beings that are creating it on the planet and creating some, miscreating a lot of things. I call it miscreation when you're doing bad things to other people. And one of the things is the geoengineering spraying, the aerosol spraying. They call it chemtrail spraying. There's several names for it. And, of course, the government ignores the chemtrail, right? That's supposedly the people's word, if you like, for them poisoning us. And what they've been doing for the past year, they've really increased that to a massive scale where there's some scary stuff that they're spraying on us. They're spraying silver dioxide, and they're putting that in the what they call the aerosol spraying. And it's something that they also put pathogens, by the way. They're starting to put pathogens in the air to get us sick and get us having stomach flus or us having actual flus. This season has been horrible in terms of the flu epidemic. I've got to alert people that the vaccines that they're giving out is causing worse diseases than what you're trying to cure. And I definitely want to talk about two products that if you want to stay healthy, you want to take, and that's probably why, you know, I have an intestinal tract and like a flu infection, but hardly hit me. I'm a little nauseous. That's it. So I'm just, today I've chosen to fast, sleep, and rest and take care of myself. So it's not like a full-on blown kind of, you know, because I take probiotics. So that's one of the things I wanted to share with people today, is that it's really critical right now because of all the poisoning that's going on to humanity, you know, by our controllers, I will say that, by the people that supposedly control the planet, and they're the craziest ones of all of us, that are basically on a rampage to kill us all. And that's basically why people are very sick. And what they're doing, so they're putting the spray in the sky, then you're breathing it in, and you're breathing in the pathogens. And if you have an immune system that's somewhat a little bit compromised, and you're not keeping up with your probiotics, and you're not keeping up with your essential minerals, those are the two main functions of our body that are required in order for a functional body to operate. If you don't have those under control in your body, then your immune system is going to go down, and then you are going to get these pathogens, and you're going to get sick. So this is why I'm sharing this with people. It's really crucial, and all you have to do is go look on YouTube. You know, mainstream media has totally blocked this out. Now they are actually admitting that they are aerosol spraying us, even though it's anti-constitutional. It's against our constitution for them to be able to do any of that, but they're doing it nonetheless because obviously they're trying to get rid of our constitution. So that's why people are so sick right now. And I got to be honest with you, there was a couple of people that have contacted me in the last 2 months that said, do not go to the hospitals right now, that they're a dangerous place to go to and that they're killing people. And I had two nurses that are working in hospitals tell me this. Now, these two nurses, by the way, so you guys don't freak out on the West Coast, this was on the East Coast. It was in North Carolina. Both nurses in a week's time called me and said, Sonia, please don't end up in the hospital because they're killing people there. They're literally, I'm watching them kill people. You get to the hospital and the first thing they do is they prick you with their vaccine, which is full also pathogens. It has mercury in it. It has all kinds of things that were supposedly to activate our immune system so that it would fight that particular bug, but the truth is that it's causing more damage than good. And people need to be very aware. And one of the things that I am recommending for people is to find out about kefir grains. Kefir grains. Look up with a K. Kefir grains, okay? Mm-hmm. That is an incredible source of probiotics. And it's an amazing live culture that comes out of raw milk that actually procreates probiotics indefinitely. It's a 7,000-year-old culture, okay? Mm-hmm. I do sell that on my living-technologies.info website. I do sell the kefir grains, and that's one thing that I recommend for people because, obviously, you know, go look at the different, and I have the cheapest products on my website that are really high-quality products. Like Lou Corona has all these he has all these amazing products, like his enzyme products and his probiotics. But, you know, it's super expensive. You're going to buy a 9-ounce jar that's full of powder that's probably going to last you, if you're very sick, it's going to last you, I'd say, probably about 2 months at the most, and you're going to pay $105 for that plus shipping. Okay, from our website.
Wow.
For like, for example, Lifebiotic is $106.95 plus $9.20 for shipping. Okay, whereas you could buy a $20 1-ounce jar of kefir grains that's going to result in the same type of outcome in terms. It's even going to have more probiotics. So kefir grains have a variety. I think it's 60 different probiotic types of. I forget what they call it, types of probiotics. And then it also has 40 different types of yeasts. I mean, they're still researching what kefir is because it's so rich in probiotics that you would never be able to buy a product online. You would continue to have to buy the Lifebiotic every month, and you're going to be spending about $100 where you can buy one jar of the kefir grains. Yes, you are going to have to get some raw milk. And if you remember, our mommies, when we're born, give us the first milk. That's called colostrum. That is how we get vaccinated in a good way, okay? That is how we get immunized against all diseases. But I'm going to ask the public here, how many of you actually were born in a hospital, yanked out of your mom's wound, slapped, the umbilical cord is supposed to be on you, intact, attached to your mother for an hour, for 60 minutes before it's cut off. It's cut off immediately, purposely, because they know it's going to cut the amount of oxygen to your brain. It's also not going to allow you the nutrients that are required. You know, when ancient cultures had their babies, they did not have them in hospitals, people. They did not exist. They had them in the country or in their, you know, in their barns or, you know, the Mexican Indian women would just, you know, they'd be walking. They would be to full pregnancy, and all of a sudden they'd have to drop everything. Like, they're bringing water back to their house, and they would drop the water, let it go, grab a tree trunk, and have their baby right there. Okay? Right there.
Yes.
So you and the baby would be super healthy because the ground wasn't dirty. There's not all kinds of microbes and poisons that are going to kill the baby. You know, they're good microbes that actually touch the baby. The dirt would touch the baby. There's good microbes there. Probiotics. We're talking probiotics, people. I'm waking people up. You know, they didn't need to take you to a hospital and then put you in this sterile environment, you know, and then cut your baby out of you or pull it out of you, smack it, you know, slap it, take the umbilical cord off, and not let you milk your baby. Not let her get the first milk, which is basically how you immunize your baby. So how are you supposed to have a good immune system if you cut that off? And I ask people, people go, I'm allergic to milk. Oh, milk is bad. Yeah, cooked milk, homogenized, ultra-pasteurized, is poison to us. That's why we're all allergic to it. But raw milk, and you live in California, folks, okay? California has legalized drinking raw milk. That's awesome. Get your raw milk at your health food store. Get some kefir grains and ferment your milk. That's how you're going to get a whole bunch of good yeast bacteria in your intestines and a whole bunch of good yeast bacteria in also the probiotics that you're going to have. Okay, so just one teaspoon of kefir milk, raw kefir milk that you buy at, you know, organic, grass-fed that you make at home is going to have 10,000 units of probiotics. No, actually 50,000, 50 billion units. 50 billion units to one teaspoon. So what if you were to do a smoothie with a kefir milk and drink 8 ounces? Now how many probiotics are you consuming? You could not. I mean, you would basically, to eat that many probiotics, you would probably have to eat a 2-ounce Life Biotic powder bottle. And that costs $34.95. So I'm like, I know people are broke right now. There's so many people struggling right now. They're very sick. They're struggling. They're not financially well. You know, so I'm giving you tricks and tools and basics to take care of your immune system and your health. I wish I had something that makes minerals like the kefir grains, but there's no such thing. Now, for the minerals, what I always recommend is the micro minerals because they're micro, right? So they're going to go right in through the cell wall of the cells of the body. And I'm telling you, I am so depleted of essential minerals. There is a massive depletion on the planet. Why? Because we have to feed 7 billion people, okay? That's not an easy task. And obviously, there's not 7 billion people being fed, by the way, folks. There's maybe, out of 7 billion people that are on the planet right now, there's probably about maybe 3 to 4 billion that are having everyday meals. The rest of them are not. Okay, I want to make people very aware of this, of our situation on the planet, okay? And, you know, we are overpopulated. But one of the things, see, man always tries to meddle with nature. In nature, if you want to know what perfection is, we live on it. It's nature. That is perfection. You can't perfect perfection. And that's what man's been trying to do with antibiotics, with their hospitals, with all their poisonous stuff that they've inflicted upon us. Instead of letting us be natural men and women and live naturally with the earth, which is how we're meant to live, folks. No, we're not meant to live in the elements right now, okay? If I went outside right now, I live in a very cold, it snowed here and it's super cold, so I'd probably last maybe 20 minutes outside and I'd probably end up dead, you know, in this kind of weather. It's very bad, and we're having a snowstorm, so even worse, right? But bottom line is, yes, we do need shelter, but you need basic elemental things from the earth to keep you alive. And those things you're not going to get from your medical doctors, because your medical doctors have been trained to give you pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals. The word pharma, and you can look at it in etymology. They're trying to hide this. Since I've brought it out to the limelight, there's one etymology dictionary that's an old etymology dictionary. Now there's five or six of them if you go look. And I did do this, by the way. That's how I know. And I found out that those other etymology kind of translators for words are not correct. They're actually hiding the truth. But there's one etymology dictionary where it tells you the word pharma means poisoner. So you're consenting to being poisoned. Pharmaceutical, poisoner-ceuticals. You're taking poisons in. Do you realize? Mm-hmm. They hid this in plain sight so the pharmaceutical companies wouldn't feel guilty in giving us their poisons. And they were like, well, if they're smart enough, they're going to go look at the Latin and the Greek definition of pharma, and they're going to discover that we're poisoning them and making a ton of money in the process. Woohoo! What a great business. So,
yeah.
Moral of the story, you know, because Angel's sick, because I am not feeling well, I have a mild stomach flu, and there's other people that I've talked to that, my God, they're so sick, and I tell them, please, vaccinated. The last thing you want to do is vaccinate yourself. You're going to end up very sick to possibly getting killed, literally. People are dying from the flu vaccines. So you want a remedy for a flu vaccine? Really simple. I just gave it to you. Mineralize your body. Get essential microminerals. You can find them on living-technologies.info. Okay. Microminerals. We have a page that's called Microminerals. Okay. Or shilajit. Shilajit, okay, comes from the Himalayas. It is a pocket of minerals that is highly, highly concentrated. My significant other doesn't like taking them because he says it's like licking the butt of the earth because it tastes so bad.
Ew.
But it's super mineralized, you know. I don't mind the taste. I've gotten used to it in the smell because it's very sulfury and it has a lot of mineral content. So it is going to have that, you know, it's going to have those textures of smell up to it. But I'm telling you, I took the shilajit, which I'm about to do right now after I'm done with the show. I'm going to take some shilajit. I'm going to take a squeeze of lemon or lime juice with a little bit of Himalayan or Celtic sea salt that I grind and put in my water. And then I'm going to drink that because that, I'm telling you guys, you have a stomach flu, that kills it. It gets rid of it. It's amazing. The minerals actually kill the parasites. And so does the kefir milk. Okay, the probiotics in the kefir milk, I will tell you my secret of why I stay so healthy all the time, except for right now, obviously, and I just got it today, and I bet you by tomorrow, my nauseousness will go away. I didn't even, like, go through the whole process that people get sick with a stomach flu and they're in the toilet, all nothing like that. It was minor, but it was very debilitating and uncomfortable, and, you know, being nauseous all day is not fun. Okay, but that was the extent of my symptoms. Why? Because I have an awesome foundation in my intestinal tract, lower intestine, mm-hmm. upper intestine, because I've been doing the probiotic kefir for the last 3 years. We do smoothies all the time. I do 2 ounces of what I call my proprietary GCMAF, it's becoming very popular with people that are very sick, GCMAF, raw kefir milk. And if you do a search like that on YouTube, you will find my video, okay? And you can watch it. And I've been doing this for 3 years. Recently, my significant other is the one that discovered Shilajit, and other clients told me about it. So we do sell Shilajit as well. But the Shilajit is what actually dislodged this pathogen that I am absolutely certain where we're getting the pathogens from. You're not getting them, you know, you may get them from other people that are sick, right, if your immune system is down. If you have a strong immune system, it's not going to touch you, I'm telling you. So if you do have a weak immune system and your gut is compromised because you don't have enough good probiotics, so I'll give you the ratio. Most people have 10% good bacteria in their intestines, okay, 90% bad bacteria. So with that, how quickly can you get sick? And if you ask a medical doctor, they won't tell you that. What they'll do is they'll sit there for 15 minutes, get the different symptoms that you have, and prescribe 5 different drugs for you. Pharma drugs, remember? Poisoned? You want to be poisoned? Go take their pharma drugs. You want to do it naturally? There's all kinds of remedies. There are a million remedies that are more effective than their junk that they're going to feed you. You know? So this is one of the things that I do. I am a healer. I do healings for people. That's one of but I am a nutritionist and I'm an herbalist, and I certainly learned all this on my own because I have to take care of my own body. And I haven't done any antibiotics. The last time I got punctured by the medical establishment was in 2010 when I stepped on a nail. And you know, now if I step on a nail that was corroded, I don't go and get a tetanus shot. I don't need to. Guess what I put on that? Kefir milk.
What?
I put kefir. I put tea tree oil on the wound. Okay, so I would get melaleuca oil, or you can put oregano oil, which is antibiotic, antibacterial, antiviral. It's one of the best antibiotics you can take that are natural, oregano oil. Okay, so I would put oregano oil on it. I would also, as a disinfectant, I would put hydrogen peroxide, you know, 35% hydrogen peroxide food grade. That'll kill anything. Okay, so I would do that first. Then I would put probably the oregano oil, and then I would put the GMAF. I would put the GCMAF raw kefir milk on the wound, and that would heal it. I wouldn't need a tetanus shot. You don't need a tetanus shot. You don't need any of these pharmaceutical poisoned, you know, pricks that they give you. And especially now that they're trying to depopulate the planet. I'm not BSing, and I'm not – this is fact. This is not – I'm not being a conspiracy theorist. This is fact. I can send you to 5 different websites where you'll find the truth, and you won't want to ever listen to me again, so I'm not going to do that. But this is actually happening, folks. And thousands, if not millions of people on the planet are aware of this, okay? So I'm just here to provide solutions for people and healing solutions for people. And I'm telling you, if you do these 3 simple steps that I just provided here on this radio show and you can listen to it again, you're not going to get sick very much. Because if you have 90% good bacteria in your intestines, 10% bad, if you by chance got food poisoning like I did, you'll have minor situations happen like it happened to me today, you know, and you won't end up throwing up, diarrhea, you know, dysentery. God knows what kind of bug I have that barely is able to cause me nauseousness, as opposed to having a full-blown intestinal tract flu virus, you know, that affected me. So that's the difference, guys. You know, that's the balance here. We got to get back to nature. And what our controllers, I do call them that have this delusion, this madness of delusion that we are their slaves. Okay? And they've created a system to enslave us in, by the way, that you're not aware of. You know, but if you do a little research, you'll find it. It's not hard to find. You know, they've tried to disconnect us from what I call the mother, Gaia, Earth. these bodies that we walk in are her bodies, people. They're not our bodies. That is Gaia's bodies, okay? And these bodies were made perfect. If we give them the right substances, I truly believe that I'm 57 years old. I look like I'm 47 or 40. People have told me that. They're shocked when I tell them how old I am, and they don't believe me, and I have to tell them what year I was born, okay? It's because of the stuff that I take and put in my body. And it's also the preventative stuff I'm doing against the poisoning that they're doing to us. So I'm just alerting people. This show is going to be more about putting people on alert mode and making people aware of the situation that's going on so that they can protect themselves and protect their bodies if you want to live. You know, but that's where we're at right now, unfortunately. Now, I do want to talk about something else that's really critical because a lot of people are very confused. They feel very lost right now. And it's because of all the disinformation that's going on right now. You know, so I've done a lot of soul searching and doing a lot of research. And I've got to say this. You know, there's several people that are disclosing this, that are showing truth as opposed to lies. Right now, we're being lied unbelievably everywhere, like everywhere, on all platforms, okay? NBC, CBS, you know, all of them. And there's such a, you know, right now, it's like, who needs TV when you have this political thing going on? Oh, my God, it's like a soap opera. I swear to God, you know. But long story short, it's like you need to wake up. You need to wake up and realize what's been done to you and how to undo yourself from this mess that we're in, you know, because the only way that we're going to get back, you know, and like they say, you know, certain sacred texts that I don't follow, you know, that say, you know, that the meek will inherit the earth. I truly believe that. Who will inherit the earth are the people with common sense, not the meek. People that know how to take care of their bodies, know what to do when they're being attacked, because there's a war upon humanity, people, and you don't want to admit to, you know, people that have the head in the sand, they don't want to admit it to themselves, and that's okay. You can stay there. But for those of you that are waking up, and that's why I'm here, several of us are clarions here awaiting the call for you to wake up and to realize what situation we're in, and how you can mitigate it, and how you can reconnect to Gaia. There's all kinds of solutions, guys, okay? So there's solutions to geoengineering, spraying. There's solutions to the toxicity that they've created on the ground with their seeds, you know, the Monsanto, which I call Frankenstein, Monsanto Frankenstein geoengineering seeds and stuff. You know, when the earth, and this is how the earth cleans itself, when the earth has had enough of us, and that's in the process of happening, guys, okay, she will actually have her volcanoes go off, a nuclear winter will arise on the planet, which will cull a lot of the life on the planet, okay, because the planet gets really, really cold and there's very little ways to grow food, okay? So what they're telling us, right, is that we are actually having, what's it called, weather, we definitely have weather changing, absolutely. But what they've tried to do is they've tried to manipulate the weather with their spraying, and what that has caused is the whiplash effect on the planet, where we're getting insane climate changes. But the climate change is really coming from us entering into a mini ice age. And, of course, they're not disclosing that to us either. I just discovered this. You know, instead they're feeding us the BS that that actually the sun is too hot, and it's too hot, and it's going to fry us. And the actual opposite is what is happening, you guys. Actually, how could you have, and you gotta think about this, Saudi Arabia and the desert, the Gobi Desert, have snow on them? Come on, people, wake up. Wake up. Yes, I used to think the snow was because of the manipulation of the weather. Well, that's part of it. But part of it is nature. And And the sun actually has cooled and is taking, like, and that's what causes what they call the nuclear winters, that what causes the cooling of the earth. So the opposite of what they're saying is what's happening, you guys. Yes, I know the summers have been extremely hot. We've had droughts in certain parts of the country. That's been manipulated. That is a weather manipulation that they're doing. If they just let nature take its course, which is impossible for them to do, you know, the bad guys, I am going to call it the bad actors, right? Right now, they would be talking about us preparing, okay, instead of preparing us to call, you know, 6.5 billion people off the planet, that's what they're preparing for, that's what they're propagandizing us into, okay? Instead, what they would, if they were smart, they would be doing, okay, let's gather everybody together. We have a common cause. We're going to go into a nuclear winter, everyone. And there's certain parts of the world that are not going to be inhabitable, so we have to move everybody out from those places, get them into warmer climates. We're going to have to rebalance everything. And we have to come together and grow food for everybody. Okay? Instead, what we have is we have the New World Order, and by the way, we also have what I have discovered, what the Anunnakis are, these amoeba-like creatures that they call the Archons, okay, that have been manipulating the people on the planet that are controlling the planet. And that's what we have. That's the situation that we have, that we're in sort of like in collapse of our society. You know, and if people can't see that around them, that's okay. You know, they can go about their business and imagine that that's not going on and that I'm just some crazy person talking on a radio show. You know, but if you do your research and you do your homework, you're going to find out that I'm telling the truth, unfortunately. You know, and that I'm one of those truth-sayers. I'm one of those seers and truth-sayers that has been here and that has come to this planet to visit on a multitude of occasions when civilizations were crashing and falling apart, so I could assist the planet and the people that are ready for my assistance to help them with their health and help them with the different issues that are going on. You know, and I got to say this, I really truly feel that this is my last round here. You know, that the messages I've been getting from Gaia is that she's had enough of the shenanigans with these crazy people and this ET race that has taken over the planet for the last 200,000 years, that is pretending to be your god, the one that you pray to, okay? They're mid-grade level ETs that look like amoebas. I know this sounds crazy to you guys, but it is the truth. Mid-level grade ETs always want to control and dominate. That is their programming. Control, dominate, take over. You know, and as long as we can control you, we'll keep you alive. And when we don't feel like we can control you or ourselves anymore, we'll kill you. Okay? That's been going on this planet for the last 200,000 years. Okay? From this one single reptilian, you know, Anunnaki, you know, amoeba-like race that took over the planet 200,000 years ago. So your Bible is wrong that creation happened 6,000 or 5,000 years ago. Police. You know, there are giants that were here on the planet when the flood came. There's evidence of that. Go look at the sandstone on YouTube. The sandstone giants. Go look at them. It's shocking. The information you're going to get is shocking. It's going to blow your mind. So this is not the first time this earth has cleansed itself from its population, okay? There have been other instances where the earth has done this. And these giants that came to earth, they're not fallen angels. They're mid-grade ETs, people. Come on. Wake up. They came here on their spaceships, okay? And they pretended to be gods. And yes, they tinkered with our DNA. And because they tinkered, they think that they're entitled to own us, that we're their slaves. Baloney. I already told them, I'm not your slave, and none of us are. And you have violated the prime universal directive. Harm others, you'll get harmed. Okay? Do unto others as you have done unto you. Those are wise words from the universe that were put in your Bible. And nobody lives by those. There's very few of us that live by that rule. of do unto others as you would have done unto you. Okay? Those are the days that we're living in, and we're living in a sea of glass. And for those of you that are awake, everything is very transparent, and you can see the whole thing. I see the whole construct. I can see the matrix, you guys. I did a reading yesterday. Oh, my God, it was a phenomenal. I got my upgrade finally. I've been waiting for months to get my upgrade as an intuitive. I am now linked to the intelligence of the planet. Okay, I'm going to call it the not artificial intelligence, intelligence of the planet. And Gaia has had enough. She's not going to host these ET races anymore. Is she going to host us? Definitely. Is she going to host the human race? Absolutely. The human race has been messed with far too long. For over 200,000 years, we've been these people's slaves and prisoners. I don't care what color you are, what race you are, what religion you are. When you discover what I've discovered, you're going to be in shock. When you discover that all religions were made to manipulate you, by mid-grade ETs, you're going to be enraged like I was. You know, you're going to go, I can't believe I bought the pocky, you know, the BS. I can't believe I bought it. All these religions were made to divide and conquer us. Divide, program, conquer. That is the purpose of religion on the planet. It's not to unify us. It's not to bring us together as a tribe, as the human tribe. It's to separate us, divide us, and conquer us, just like politics. Now they're using the political platform to do that, okay? It's a very sad state that we're in this country and in this world. And the sooner all of you light workers start to wake up and help others, because I can't help everybody, but I am connected to the intelligence of the planet, and it is helping me hugely. And I'm connected, now I'm fully connected to the Akash, the Akashic records. So when I did this session on this woman yesterday where she was being attacked, it was phenomenal. It was like I reached another level with this person where I was able to help her transform. Okay, I'm saying these words very specifically because I'm just a catalyst, you guys. As a seer, I can see into the future. Some things I can see, some things I cannot. Okay, I'm going to be very honest with you guys. But as a seer and as an intuitive and connected to the intelligence of the planet and connected to, if you like, the Akash, we had such an amazing session that she's been attacked, this woman has been attacked 3 years by this other woman with black magic and hiring all kinds of people, okay? And I'm telling you, it was the most amazing thing. And I could see it. I could literally, I was in two dimensions. I was on the Akashic, I was literally in the Akashic records with her, helping her with her situation, with this woman, disentangling the entanglement that these two individuals had probably maybe 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago in another lifetime. And I asked her, I said, please, this is new. This is new stuff that's happening, that's coming through me, that's being downloaded. Because I'm just, at this point now, once again, like when I was channeling in Vegas, I'm the vehicle for this to come through. I'm participating like you are. I'm not the source of it, is what I'm trying to say. The source is the universe. And the source is you, because you are part of the universe and you're part of creation, and I'm part of creation. But the connection that I can have now to help people is just mind-blowing, how I'm able to unentangle these entanglements that we got into thousands of years ago in previous lives that affect us in the present life. So this shows how, you know, Gautama Buddha was correct when he said that, you know, karma follows you wherever you go. You can't hide from it. And eventually it will get you. You know, so the things that we've done in previous lives to learn, that's how we learn. We are actually now doing things in this lifetime that are affecting us. And that's what happened to this client of mine. And I'm not going to say who, you know, because obviously I want to keep that confidential. But I want to share with you, and hopefully you'll get the transmission of, you know, the upgrade that I finally got that I was waiting for God, it's been almost a year I've been waiting for it, that now I'm connected directly to the Akash, the Akashic Records, and I can go in there and change things in the past that will reverberate and affect the present moment. That is awesome. So that those are the exciting things that are happening on the planet as we get the sun and as we get closer to galactic center and as we get all these photons coming in that they can't stop with their chemtrails. And I'll explain what the chemtrail thing is about in a minute. But this, you know, what I'm talking about here is the evolution of the planet and how we're becoming sentient, connected beings to Gaia, to her computer, and to the universal computer, because Gaia's connected to the universal computer, right? A person like me, an individual like me, and a soul like me that's embodied herself in this body can now connect to all these different places that were not accessible before what I just experienced yesterday or the day before yesterday, you know, that I want to share with you guys. And I definitely, if we have 15 minutes left, I definitely want to do some readings for people. I will tell you that here I do 5-minute free readings because there's a lot of people that want to read with me. But you can come to my website, sonicnova.net. I'm cheap, you guys. I'm $2.08 a minute. Most people are charging $5 a minute. Take advantage of it before I raise my rates. Because I am going to raise my rates in the near future. I'm going to go from $125 an hour to $165 an hour. So take advantage of it before my rates go up. You know? So those are the things. I had a lot of things to share with you guys tonight. Those are the things that I wanted to share. So sorry it took so long.
There are a couple of people who are waiting on the line, so we'll take a couple calls. You can do a couple of readings on the holiday night.
Awesome.
Just to check.
Okay. Great.
Evening. You're online with Sonic. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Rita? And I can't hear her at all. So you're going to have to translate for me.
She wasn't talking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We can hear you, you know. You can talk to us.
Okay, my name is Risha.
Hi, Risha.
Hi. You know, you were talking about downloading information, like, from the universe.
Yes.
I've been doing that all of my life.
Great.
I get information all the time. But
great.
Yeah, but it's not about, well, some of it is about healing. Have you ever,
mm-hmm.
have you ever used crystals and purple plates?
Of
and
course.
Other?
I've been using crystals, yes, since
crystals.
I was 18 years old, yes.
Right. I use crystals, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just kind of direct me intuitively to the crystals that I need. And
okay.
It's amazing.
Great.
Did you
have any questions for me, Rosa, today or tonight?
Yeah, I do. Risha. Yeah, my husband applied for a job. No, that's okay.
Okay.
My husband applied for a job, two jobs. One he didn't get, but there's another one. And I'm wondering if one of those is going to come through for, I don't know, we'd have to move out of state. If he got this job, we'd have to move out of state. So.
Okay, is that your husband that's getting the job? Risha?
Yeah.
Risha?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's what I need to know. And what's your husband's first name so I can connect to him energetically?
Chris? His name is,
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, because when I was reading you, I was like, I don't see anything for you. That was weird. I was
come
I don't? And obviously it's not for you. It's for your husband.
No, yeah.
Is it an engineering job, or what kind of job is it?
Yes. It's working with networks, you know.
Yeah, that's what
networks.
I saw. Wow,
yeah,
what a trip.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see. Do you live in California? Where do you live? I'm sorry to ask you all these questions,
That's okay. Alabama, right now in
Alabama. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say this to you. I saw I don't know why I saw a job for your husband in Sacramento, California. It's kind of far from Alabama.
Yeah.
And there may be another job, but, you know, I do feel like there's, like, Georgia might have some jobs for him that are in the tech industry. Also saw something in Washington State as well for him. I don't see anything in Alabama, though, I got to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, he applied for a job in Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that either.
No.
I didn't see the job in Arizona. I definitely see the job like Sacramento, like I told you, those three places. Right now, if he went and looked for jobs there and applied, he would get one of them.
Huh. Yeah, he's been applying every day to different places.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah, maybe that's one of them.
Well,
yeah.
Having him apply and work with your crystals with him and clearing him energetically.
Oh,
clearing
yeah.
the negative
yeah,
energy in order for him to get the job.
Yeah, I work with them all the time. Yeah, crystals
Great.
Are beautiful. Yeah, you know. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I want to tell you that I didn't see anything in Arizona. And actually, for the first time in my life, because I'm not good with names, all these cities and states, I started seeing them and seeing the names of them, you know, coming up. And those were the names that came up where there's actually jobs right now that are available in his field and that they're looking for people like
that. Right. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
So,
yeah, it's just a matter of finding out where. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Where you guys want to live, you know, is I think more of what you need to do is focus on that. And then once you decide where you want to live, then go ahead and look at the different alternatives that are available.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great evening.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you, too.
All right. We've got another one here. Let's see.
Hey.
Good evening. You're on live with Sonic. Who's this?
Hi. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for being on the air. You're quite exciting while you were talking.
Thank you.
You covered a lot of ground, right?
I did cover a lot of ground. There's little time and a lot to be covered. So how can I help you? What's your question, Anna?
So one of my questions, I know that I had to fine-tune it down to which direction I wanted to ask, is health question.
Great.
Full knee replacement in my left knee about 2.5 years ago, and osteoarthritis in both knees. The other knee is giving me a hard time, but I'm not able to heal it, and I'm having difficulties still walking.
Oh, I have the perfect solution that's so cheap.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love me. Diatomaceous food grade earth. Silica.
I have some. Okay.
Take a tablespoon, well, not a tablespoon, a heaping teaspoon in an 8-ounce glass in the morning and before you go to bed at night. And the silica, I discovered this by accident. I actually injured my ankle last year before we moved, fell off of a, 10-foot ladder, and I didn't break my ankle, guys. And I'm 57 years old. I should have broken my ankle. I didn't. But I strained it really, really badly. And I discovered that I started doing diatomaceous earth, actually, because I had parasites, and it kills parasites.
Mm-hmm.
And it got rid of my back pain. I have an injury, lower back injury. I don't think I have it anymore, actually. I got to be honest with you. I think I healed it with the diatomaceous earth, where I fell on my coccyx. I was riding my horse and fell on concrete on my coccyx. And, again, I didn't break any bones. That means that, my bones are very flexible. So bottom line is, what happened is after taking it to get rid of the parasites, I realized the pain in my body was gone.
Mm-hmm.
All the pain. My ankle, from my left ankle that I had surgery on, my knees, you know, because as you get older, what happens is our minerals get really, 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 really depleted. And there are certain minerals that actually build cartilage and build bone, and that one is silica.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do diatomaceous earth twice a day, okay, like in the morning, the first thing I do is I drink that before, as soon as I wake up in an 8-ounce glass of water, and then I do it at night. And that totally reverted all my pains and aches in my body that were arthritic.
Mm-hmm.
Arthritis gone.
All right. That's good. So do you see that that would help the actual knee replacement? Because that
yes.
is, I think, more than arthritis. It's I think my body is rejecting the knee.
It is rejecting the knee. And I'm really sorry you had your surgery before you talked to me, because I could give you all kinds of alternatives to regrow the cartilage and stuff. Usually that's what happens with people's joints, is the cartilage starts to wear out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we don't ask. We just assume because we're growing old. These bodies are programmed to live forever. It's hard to believe. But they shut down some of our DNA, the mid-grade ETs, so that we would only live 80, 90, 100 years. Some people live to 125 years. But the key is minerals. We are so depleted in minerals. And you're very depleted in minerals. That's why you had to have a surgery done on your knee, to replace a kneecap, is because of the depletion of minerals. So, again, it's because of our ignorance that we end up having to have surgeries. Me included, by the way. I had a surgery on my left ankle. I had a bursa calcify, and they had to remove it. But if that would have happened to me now, I would have been able to heal it and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
With my energetic healing, because I can't do that, I can't transform people's cells in their bodies and change the structure of the cell in the body. It's pretty awesome. I could do that with myself. Unfortunately, at the time that happened, I was unaware. And later on in life, as we, go around banging our bodies, I find that if I am very mineralized, if I have a very mineralized body, the other thing that I'm going to recommend for you, you're actually rejecting the implant or whatever you want to call it. So I don't know what you're going to do about that.
And the problem, because it's affecting biomechanics. My entire leg, and it's affecting the way I walk, and it's affecting musculature, and now I'm looking forward and standing up straight, and it's affecting my hip, and it's hurting. And
oh, yeah. It'll affect your whole body. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do? They did a knee implant, right? Like a knee, like the cartilage, or what part was replaced?
The whole knee replacement, the entire
knee.
The whole knee. Cut into the quadricep because my muscles had atrophied from not being able to walk, and so they did another 2 inches.
Oh, dear God.
And so there's a big scar and holes kind of lumpy there. So that muscle is weak, and I have it right where the thigh attaches to the hip. The muscle there is really tender, and if I do any, leg lifting, it goes into spasm. And so I haven't been able to. The strength in my leg.
I'm telling you. I saw it right in your body. The first thing I saw is the microminerals. You definitely need to take microminerals. And you need to take the diatomaceous earth. Absolutely. If you start taking the microminerals, I'm telling you, I used to have cramping at night. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. My ankles would all cramp. My feet would all cramp. And it would wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's mineral depletion, folks, okay? The other thing is if you grind your teeth, and you do a lot of grinding at night and your jaw is tight, totally the dentist will lie to you and tell you that it's TMJ. Whoa, mineral depletion, heavy mineral depletion. I do 2 tablespoons of the liquid microminerals that I sell, okay? They're called essential microminerals on my website. I do 2 teaspoons of that. A whole gallon costs you $85. That gallon, if you use it by yourself, it'll probably take you a year to go through that, 6 months to a year to go through that gallon. And you can put it on topically when you're cramping. It'll stop your cramps.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're cramping. That's why you're not healing. You're very mineral depleted. You start to remineralize your body. Try and find shilajit, okay?
Uh-huh.
Shilajit is a Himalayan mineral compound, okay?
Mm-hmm. I have some of that as well. Yeah, I
take
have to
it.
Find it, but I have some. I didn't know what to
take
do with
as
it.
As much as I'm telling you, you got to mineralize. Like, you got to go on overdrive to mineralize your body. And the BS the medical doctors sell us about, oh, you're going to take too much of sodium or too much of this or you know, these are well-balanced minerals that I'm suggesting for people to take that are not going to hurt you. Quite the opposite. They're going to start to heal your body.
Mm-hmm.
There's two reasons why we're so sick: mineral depletion and microbiotics. That's it. We don't have those two essentials in our bodies, we die. We get very, very sick and we start to die. So those are the two components. My first part of what I was talking, you know, that I started talking on the show about are the key components that your body needs to heal. And if you put it topically on your knee, if you put it on your leg, it'll stop the cramping, okay? And if you start taking enough minerals, you won't cramp anymore. Your muscles will start to get strong, okay? Your nerves will start to get strong because the minerals feed the nerves, the muscles, the cells, everything. Our bodies are made out of 90% sulfur. And we're sulfur depleted.
Mm-hmm.
We're depleted on all minerals. But the shilajit covers all of it, so that's why I'm suggesting it. If you have shilajit, please take it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how much do you take?
And put it topically. You're only supposed to take a quarter of a teaspoon of the shilajit in like 8 ounces of water.
Okay.
And I would take that. You need to take that 3 times a day.
Okay.
The shilajit in 8 ounces of water, a quarter of a teaspoon 3 times a day. And then what I would do is a diatomaceous earth, like I said, do that twice a day, and you'll start to see some pretty phenomenal results. After about, I'd say about, it's going to take you a couple of weeks for your body to catch on and start to go, oh, I don't have to eat my bones in order to get the minerals that I need. So it'll start to feed your body, and once it goes into that, you know, into a homeostatic state, then your pains and aches will start to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Not permanently, unfortunately, because you had such a traumatic event happen with your leg, right? And that you had to have, you know, this is going to take quite a bit for you to heal it. But what I would be doing is I do have a mineral cream also that you can rub on there, and that I would be doing that all day long. I'd carry that mineral cream on me, and I'd be rubbing it on my body all day long on the areas that are affected. That's how I healed my twisted ankle. You know, it was sprained pretty bad, and I did pull some ligaments. And all I did, guys, I didn't go to the hospital. I stayed home. I got a brace for my ankle, because I couldn't walk on it. I put the mineral cream, okay? All it is mineral cream. I put, the mineral cream. I put the, what else did I put? I put, the magnesium oil that you can buy online, okay? So I mixed the magnesium oil with the micromineral liquid, and I was rubbing it because I was laying in bed, you know? I had to stay in bed for like 5-6 days. I couldn't move because it was too painful, and I just kept rubbing it right on my right ankle, and it's now completely healed. You know, sometimes there's a little bit, but it was the minerals that healed it.
Yeah, that's
simple.
No, so can you mix the diatomaceous with the shilajit?
Sure. Tastes terrible, but you can. You could definitely do that. You could mix the two of them, you know, and drink
them.
But
what about
putting
a little lemon juice or something in it?
You know, what I do with the shilajit that makes it not taste so bad, right, because it really tastes terrible, I put half a lime or half a lemon, and I take a quarter of a teaspoon of the Celtic sea salt. I grind it in a pestle and mortar to get that. Again, the salt has minerals in it, right? The real salt, not the cooked poison salt.
Yeah.
The real salt has the minerals in it. And if you just crush them, it'll activate mm-hmm. the minerals in them, and then you pour that in your water, and then you drink that, and I do that with 8 ounces of water, and it makes the shilajit taste much more adaptable because of the lemon or the lime juice and the salt. So that's mm-hmm. how I take it. You know, I don't mm-hmm. I don't include it with the diatomaceous earth, but I think the diatomaceous earth, because it's pretty neutral, it would probably bring the taste down a bit from the shilajit. I bet you that it would neutralize some of it.
And sometimes what I do with herbs and things that don't mm-hmm. taste good, I just take like a quarter of a teaspoon on the back of my tongue and a swig of water and just get
there you
it
go.
Down. And
there
drink
you go.
Water that
so you could do this. You know, today, people, I did an implant, a vaginal implant. That's what I call them. People would call them douches, but I call it a vaginal implant because I was so acidic. You know, I could tell that I was very acidic, and that's not good because that's how you end up with cancers and all kinds of things. And I did an implant with the Living Technologies micro liquid minerals, the 1 gallon. So I took the straight stuff, put like maybe filled up a quarter of my of the implant thing that I implant myself with, and then I put a quarter of a teaspoon of shilajit. And I was in my bathtub, in a hot bathtub. I tell people, you know, you want to hold it in as long as possible, and I found the way to do that. I was submerged in a hot bath, and I submerged the douche thing to do the douching, and I noticed that the liquid wasn't coming out of me. It was awesome. So I discovered a way to actually do implants. And so if the minerals come out in the water, great. That'll bathe my body. It'll make my body better, right? So that's what I did, and it got rid of my, you know, I had like a yeast infection or something, vaginal yeast infection that was really irritating. Cleared.
Mm-hmm.
With
great.
The minerals. That's all I did was minerals, shilajit and microminerals. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, guys, mm-hmm. simple. There's simple solutions to all our aches and pains and issues. So that's why, you know, I'm sharing with you, Anna, so strongly that what I see with you is a great depletion of minerals in your body, and that you just have to mineralize yourself like crazy
mm-hmm.
to get yourself to a place where you can function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that makes sense, because I know that, you know, how when you have ridges on your fingernails,
uh-huh.
I have that, and I've never been able to find online what it means, but my knowing is that it's mineral depletion. But
it
I
is.
Didn't know
it
how
is.
To correct it. So
yeah.
That's good, because I've taken, you know, multi-mineral things, and I take calcium, magnesium, zinc, and all that, and I've got this...
You know, I did all that stuff, and it didn't work. It was like, you know, and I was taking there was one product that they sell that's in a blue bottle that is supposed to be a micro mineral, but I wasn't
mm-hmm.
absorbing that. I mm-hmm. it wasn't, like, it wouldn't do anything with my body. And when I started taking, you know, so because of that, I formulated this micro liquid mineral. It's because it's super absorbable. It has ormus in it. If people are familiar with ormus, okay, ormus are the metals that are absorbable by the body because they've been processed, like the earth has processed through them, and they're incredibly healing. And my theory, I know I'm correct on this because I talked to my ex-husband chiropractor, and he basically said, yeah, you're right on the money, Sonia. Those are the two basics. So the minerals that have ormus in it, okay, actually activate the electricity in our body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you take these minerals, like the microminerals that we have ormus. That's why they're called microminerals, is the ormus in them. What it does is it activates in each cell of your body, it'll activate the electricity. And when you don't have electrical connectivity or conductivity in your cells from cell to cell because you're mineral depletion and because you don't have enough ormus in your body, you are going to start to get sick and you're going to start getting all kinds of different symptoms. So that's the other thing that I've discovered, that if you can do ormus with the minerals, it's going to be much more potent and much more absorbable by the body than if you're just doing the regular minerals that are out there. What I find is that the size of the cell of the mineral itself is too large for our bodies to absorb, right? So what it does is it just passes right through us. And that's what I found with the essential, I think they were called essential minerals or something like that. I forget the name of the product. But because that's not an Ormus type of product, your body won't absorb it. And it won't, you know, your body just like flushes it out. So it is very important to find out what specifically, what kind of minerals are available. And the Ormus minerals are the ones that are, and the Shilajit has Ormus in it. That's why I was sharing that with you, is because it has a high level of Ormus, and Ormus activates the cells, the electrical cells, so that they can connect to each other and say, okay, no, I'm doing well, I'm not doing well, I need this, I need that, you know, and that's how they communicate with each other. So it's our electrical communication system, and if it's down, the body starts to atrophy, right? So those are the things that you can take care of with, very simple, with the liquid. You know, just look up on the internet. You can go look up Living Technologies Micro Liquid Minerals, and you'll find us. And that formula that I created is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal formula that is very absorbable. It has a high level of Ormus in it. So your body can – I had a woman that had cervical cancer, and they did – she let them burn her, basically. They did the burning part of their program. I forget what it's called, the radiation. She had an inch of her vaginal wall burnt.
Okay? Wow.
An inch of her vaginal wall burnt from the radiation. You know what healed it? The liquid micromineral. I had her, I told her, she's premenopausal, okay? This is a woman that's in her, like, 60s, okay? I had her buy tampons. I said, stick a tampon up you, okay, dry, sorry, you're just going to have to figure out how to get it in you, and then I want you to get a little syringe and a 4, you know, milligram syringe, fill it up with the micro minerals and spritz it up there, and let the tampon soak it in so that it sits there and heals your body. And she told me, I met her, like 2 months ago, I saw her again, and she went, man, those micro minerals are phenomenal, Sonia. I'm completely better. I'm all healed. The skin that was all burnt is gone. Now it's all beautiful, perfect, healthy skin.
That's
minerals,
wow.
People.
That's
minerals. Yeah.
Can you tell me the site again?
Sure. The site is called Living. So Living, like a living body, Living Technologies, plural, and Living Dash. You have to put a dash in between technologies and living.
Oh.
So living-technologies.info, not .com. I couldn't get .com.
Living Dash, I'm sorry, Living
Dash
Technologies.info.
And there you'll find the essential microminerals, and the one that I'm recommending for you is the liquid microminerals. That's going to be a key factor for you to get better. And you can ingest it. You can put it on your skin. You can do implants like I just shared with people. You know, and when I get sick, this is what I do, guys. I do probiotics and I do minerals and I get better. So simple. So easy to do.
Well, we need to wrap this up, girls. We are a little bit over time.
All right. You got it.
So glad that you were able to... Give us this. Thank you, Anna.
All right, thank you, and tell Angel to call me so I can help her get better.
I will. Thank you.
All right, take care, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.